Thousands of years ago, there were people who searched the depths of spirit for answers without offending God or trespassing on His domain. They were the rishis or sages of Vedic India who rose into prominence when Hinduism was in its earliest flowering. The body of work they left behind numbers in the thousands of pages. Many writings lack a proven author, much like the Old Testament, but the teaching of the rishis known as Vedanta isn't a religion. The spiritual landscape of India was replete with gods and goddesses. There were innumerable lokas or non-physical worlds. There were also hierarchies of angels and demons. In the face of such bewildering diversity, the rishis didn't offer one god. They offered one reality that encompassed every possible experience, both in this life and beyond. They posited that every level of existence was actually a state of awareness. Other worlds, all worlds in fact, were formed in consciousness. Therefore, as creators of these worlds, we could experience them and influence them at will. That's the essence of Vedanta. What the rishis were proposing was more than a philosophy. It was an invitation to participate in an endless experiment. The purpose of the experiment was to test the truth of reality by exploring it within yourself. The invitation is still open. When you or I accept it, we are linked to the Vedic rishis by what Aldous Huxley called the perennial philosophy, which returns in every age to suit the demands of a new generation. It would be pointless to haul an ancient tradition into the present if it didn't apply to us, but Vedanta does. For one thing, doubt has replaced dogma in many people's lives, and now a host of belief systems is multiplying. Listen to the voices that circulate around us. I was in an Alzheimer's unit when my grandfather died. He was a totally different person by the end. It was like watching a vegetable die. It was like nothing changed when his breathing stopped. My ex-husband is such a bastard. I told him when he dies, he's got a ticket straight to hell, first class. I'm a Buddhist. When I drop the body, I will become pure consciousness. I'm a Hindu. I'm pure consciousness already. Who are you kidding? When you're gone, period. That last voice is the voice of materialism, which regards death as final because it sees life only in the physical body. We may claim that denying the afterlife is scientific, but in fact, it merely indicates a belief in materialism. The rishis believed that knowledge wasn't external to the knower, but woven inside consciousness. Thus, they had no need for an external god to solve the riddle of life and death. The rishis had themselves instead, which is very fortunate, because so do we.